We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If you just Google lies, boy, all kinds of stuff comes up now.
Boy, it does.
On the internets. Yesterday was a big day for people on social media using the word lies. I don't know what was going on.
Also, Google Salvador Perez, a lie comes up.
Yeah. I still don't know who that guy is.
I love it. I hope that picture stays forever of the, I said jazz saxophonist that appears as Salvador Perez.
He is the second trumpeter in a mambo band.
Yes, that's what it looks like.
I think he would be playing whether that jazz saxophone or the jazz flute, as they said in Anchorman, at a place called Cuba Libre on 2nd Street in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
They have a phenomenal Cuban sandwich up there.
Have you been?
Yeah, it's delicious.
Oh, Cuba Libre is awesome. Right across the street, there's an old school, like, upscale diner place.
Oh, you're telling the truth?
Oh, I am telling the truth.
I've
been lying for at least the last 60 seconds.
Oh, I spent a weekend one night at Cuba Libre. It was the night KU played Villanova. Remember that game that got snowed out? They didn't get snowed out, but like the only people in the building were me and my friends.
You ever stayed at the Hotel California?
No, I did not. Mm. No, I stayed at the Hyatt, which is now the Hilton.
There's plenty of room.
Because if you haven't done this in a while, go ahead and do yourself a favor. Google Salvador Perez and see the first image that comes up.
Right.
It's not him.
It's not him at all.
It's a very nice looking gentleman in a fedora, glasses. I'm going with some type of musician. He looks like a musician.
He does. He looks like a guy that is really good horn player. Now,
an example of a lie on the internet.
Right. Yeah. Just one example of a lie on the internet. There's other lies out there. People talked about lies a lot yesterday. I don't know why, however it came, but like all the stuff that was going on yesterday, in the world got us to kind of think about some of the great lies in sports, at least the lies that we can prove, you know, Josh, because there's some things that you believe are lies,
versus legends. Okay.
But these are like lies that you can really, really, really prove. And the first one that I thought of immediately was Danny Almonte. Do you remember Danny Almonte, the alleged Little Leaguer who helped I think it was a team from New York City, if I'm not mistaken, win the Little League World Championship and come to find out he was 14 years old mowing down 11 and 12. year-olds out there on the mound. Like, the mound is so much closer in Little League. Like, he was so long and lanky, he was almost reaching home plate.
Didn't mind it, though, you know? Yeah. It was a great dominating performance.
I mean, everybody acted like it was so scandalous. It wasn't like a 20-year-old out there.
No, it was 14-year-old. But it reminds me of when we had Alfred Montes on our Little League team, and we were playing up at Picatinny Arsenal, and we're singing happy birthday to Alfred in the dugout. And my dad was the coach. He goes over to Alfred. He goes, how old you turning today, Alfred? And Alfred goes, I'm turning 13. And my dad goes, son of a gun, we're ineligible. And so the Danny Almonte thing, being 14.
That's why you had to play by grade.
Yeah.
You had to play by grade rather than age, because you always tried to recruit that guy that like got held back twice in seventh grade. Yeah. Like, that's the dude you want. That's the dude you want. Man, kid's got an arm. Yeah, he's 19.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Yeah, he's still in seventh grade. He's buying cigarettes for the team. Right.
You know? Right. Four tattoos.
Three kids. Yeah. Hey, but he's still in seventh grade.
Yeah, I mean, that's the guy you want on your team.
Yeah.
Kelly Leak rolls up, you know?
That's exactly right.
It was okay. Yeah. Danny Almonte was fine. And I wasn't, he had a dominating performance. That's all right. So he was a couple years older. Big deal.
Got like a car seat on the back of his dirt bike. What's going on?
A non-expired one, too, you know?
Other lies. Rafael Palmeiro. Oh,
yes. My name is Rafael Palmeiro.
Why?
And I am a professional baseball player.
Well, that's true.
Let me start by telling you this. I have never used steroids.
I don't think so.
I don't know. Well,
you have the Price is Right sad buzzer.
Hey, but if he's, how old is he now? 53, 51, something? Trying to make that comeback. He
says, 53.
Hey, I could show people if I did it now that I was definitely clean then.
Yeah.
It doesn't really show you anything.
No, it really doesn't
show really
anything.
Prove that, but that's not A plus B equals C.
Well, he's 53 and he can still play in the majors.
Right.
Yeah.
So
he's got to be clean.
Yeah. So he had to be clean back then. No, it's not quite how that works. Mm.
Rosie Ruiz.
I saw someone stumble out of the crowd in front of me across the street. This was on Commonwealth Ave, probably about a half mile from the finish. She was in track clothes and wearing a number, but I thought someone had just sort of stumbled into the race. Maybe somebody was a little crazy or something.
There you go.
Yeah, it's Rosie Ruiz.
Boston Marathon using the subway or whatever.
Right, back in like the early 80s.
A lot of people forget about the story.
See, because the only reason Josh and I know about it, I think because we had the same videotape as a kid, bloopers in sports, and they didn't have the rights to real sports. So you got like all stuff that like you never heard of, like the Boston Marathon and like old school college football and things like that. You're like, there's nothing current, like USFL and Canadian Football League stuff were on this thing. And Rosie Ruiz was on this tape. And she took the subway to the end of the Boston Marathon, stumbled out of the crowd,
smart.
Won the marathon. Everyone's like, woohoo, Rosie Ruiz, record time, won the marathon. Yeah, no, liar. She did not win the marathon. She ran literally a half mile.
Oh, she set a record?
I don't know if it was a record or not, but she ran like a half mile of the entire marathon, and originally they thought she had won the marathon. So yeah, a liar is Rosie Ruiz. At Tiger Woods, do we need to say much more about El Tigre and this whole thing? Like, there's so many different things you can point to.
Oh no, it was all true.
Hey, it's Tiger. I need you to do me a huge favor. Can you please take your name off your phone? My wife went through my phone. Maybe call your phone.
I can't hear the regular voicemail without thinking of the remixed song.
Name off your phone.
My wife may be calling you.
Yeah. Another name great liar.
Phone. Lance Armstrong.
Yes or no? In all seven of your Tour de France victories, did you ever take banned substances or blood dope?
Yes.
In your opinion, was it humanly possible to win the Tour de France without doping seven times in a row?
Not in my opinion.
No. No, it's fine. You can say that, yeah. We all agree with that.
Yes. You have to shoot up to ride up mountains. I'm never going to be outraged by a bicyclist. It's not human.
No, what he's doing. But then the whole denial of him, too, was really bad.
Yeah, yeah. He's kind of fallen from grace.
Yeah.
Ryan Lochte, remember him?
Oh, God, yes.
You know, I wanted to be there. Like, I don't want them to think that I left and left them dry. Because, I mean, they were my teammates. I wanted to definitely be there. And I wanted to help out any way I could. And so I just wanted to make sure that they were home safe before I came out and talked. And, you know, I'm just really sorry about, I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, I was peeing behind a, convenience store and then got out of the country.
Ugly American and got in trouble.
Got out of the country before my boys did because I had a private plane. Yeah. Schilling. Oh, my
The story with Schilling. The ruptured sheath around the peroneal tendon
in
his right ankle. A lot of talk about him wearing high tops, and they found the right type shoes for Schilling to pitch with. And the story is he's not pitching with them, as Al showed us out in the bullpen. And the question is that the Marcain itself that they're shooting into that ankle or blood from the shots? But like a scene from The Natural, Schilling climbs the mound and prepares to take on this Yankee lineup.
Oh, yeah. Ruptured sheath.
Yeah, sure it was, Kurt. Yep.
Sure. If you're going to go ruptured.
All of a sudden, Roy Hobbs out here.
Ruptured sheath. Who's gonna claim that was false?
Talk about a guy that's also fallen from grace.
Ketchup. It's ketchup, man.
Red paint.
Ruptured sheath sounds like a bad band.
Sports lies, our final sports lie. I can't believe this was green-lighted by Fesco. I cannot believe it. He put this on the list, Ryan, not you or I.
He did.
OJ.
In the matter of the people of the state of California versus Orenthal James Simpson, case number BA097211. We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of the crime of murder.
That's right. Stealing his merchandise back. That's not his stuff anymore. He gave that up.
Nope.
He went and took that back. that makes you a liar. That's not your stuff anymore. You
That's what made him a liar.
That's what made him a liar. What his stuff.
What else would have made him a liar?
Oh, I don't know. You're going with his lie was that
you're right. The glove didn't fit.
He stole stuff.
He tried to take stuff back that used to be his that wasn't his anymore.
So what's the lie?
Claiming that stuff is still yours.
No, because it wasn't his. Wasn't right. his property
it's not
anymore.
His property anymore. That's you're lying about. It's not your stuff, man.
Property.
It's outrageous,
egregious, preposterous. A property case he lied about. Definitely okay.
What other case are you Got talking it. About?
The pressure doesn't seem fair. We'll explain next.
From the MVP Electric Heating and Cooling Studios, Fesco in the Morning, powered by the J.
Is this the Salvador Perez band? There where the picture is?
He comes in a little bit later.
Google Salvi. Does look like this guy.
You Google Salvi and this guy comes up?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. You think there's a lot of pressure on the guy under center for the Chiefs this year, Bob?
I
don't feel as much as you do.
You don't?
No.
Why not? I just feel like everything I read about Pat Mahomes is like, well, if the quarterback does this, then it all comes back to him for a guy that has one game under his belt.
I know first round pick quarterback comes with unfair scrutiny a lot of times in a lot of places. I don't feel like heading in though. There's a lot of pressure. I think if we see bad performances, the pressure will be amped up. This point in time, I feel more just optimism than pressure.
I feel maybe pressure is the wrong word that I use, Josh, but I feel like there's a lot of expectation, a lot of anticipation. Like he seems to me, and maybe it's because we're here in town, but he seems to me like the guy who everybody is talking about and nobody really knows what to expect. Maybe there's more unknown with Patrick Mahomes going into this season, an expectation for the unknown than I can remember seeing for anybody. I mean, like everywhere you go and read about the Chiefs, it's all about Patrick Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes. I think there is a good amount of pressure on him to go out there and achieve success. I think a lot of folks expect him to go out there and play well. I think pressure, expectation for a guy who hasn't done it yet, I think it's off the charts from what I've seen for other people. That's kind of where I'm going with this one.
The discussion kind of dovetailed off. There was a ranking of kind of your lineup of players 20 or under 25, I should say. So not yet to the age of 25.
Remember when we used to own this list? Now all of our good players are over 25.
Yeah, exactly. You know? So Pat Mahomes was not picked as the quarterback. Deshaun Watson was. And right. My counter would be Deshaun Watson's the one that's got a bunch of pressure because he played last year.
And he was
and
really
played
good.
Really well in a short amount of time. And now everybody's just thinking he's a finished product.
Right.
Well, he got hurt which is a big one.
And it's an ACL. It's not like he injured his thumb.
And how do you back up that ridiculous start?
Mm-hmm. And I think
that feels like that's a guy under pressure for me. Pat Mahomes kind of flies under the radar in comparison to that. And, you know, Deshaun Watson was the overwhelming pick as the quarterback, followed by Jared Goff, Marcus Mariota, who's actually still under 25, which is kind of amazing.
Yeah.
And then Patrick Mahomes. I just don't feel like I think there's pressure based on being a first-round quarterback in a city that's really never had, for most fans' purposes, a first-round quarterback, at least that they vividly remember. But other than that, I feel like he's just got a great opportunity.
Who was on that list? Number one was Deshaun Watson, right?
By
miles.
By a miles.
Marcus Mariota.
20 votes better than Jared Goff.
Okay. Where's Carson Wentz?
Who had his breakout year last year, right? Mm-hmm. Marcus Mariota was third. Which again, I'm still that one. I had to, almost had to double check. Like, I guess he is young enough to be on this list. And Marcus Mariota was tied actually with Pat Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
Wentz is already 25, so he doesn't qualify.
So he's not under 25.
He's old.
He's old then. So he's not on that list. Jameis is probably over 25 now, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. Is he though? Because he came out after his first year. Jameis Winston may be under 25. But he is going into his fourth year now in the NFL.
Jameis Winston, 24.
24. He's not on the list. Yeah. He's already had himself, you know, decent season.
25 in January.
I mean, he's no 61-year-old, but he'll get the job done.
I still take Warren. I'm just trying to find guys that are 25 and under that are at that quarterback position to see why, you know, Pat Mahomes is already on that list of, you know, guys under 25 when he really hasn't done much.
So the other,
his biggest issue is that Deshaun Watson came out and had such an amazing season last
year. Yeah, if you're going to compare him, and we will.
Yeah, unfairly, though.
Well, based on draft position.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. I mean, I just, you know.
You could have. Who did you think the Chiefs were trading up to get?
I wanted Deshaun Watson. Okay, from that standpoint. All right, I got
you. There's pressure in that regard that if Deshaun Watson continues to do his thing, it'll be forever compared to Pat Mahomes.
That's true. Like, if Pat Mahomes doesn't do as well, I got you. From that standpoint, sure, yes.
But that's not pressure on him.
But I was just thinking of different styles of quarterback. Like, Deshaun is get out of that pocket, run. He's more of an athletic guy. Pat Mahomes is just a boom, wing that thing down the field as far as he can and let Tyreek Hill run underneath it type of quarterback.
Mm-hmm. An interesting theory from the Pepper Jack's Girl Famous Philly text line. You homers are the reason Pat has all the pressure. You ran a great quarterback out of town and have already crowned him a Super Bowl caliber quarterback.
I've done none of that.
He ain't Russell Wilson.
Yeah, homers. I don't know how many times I have to tell people. If Andy Reid wanted Alex Smith, Andy Reid would have had Alex Smith.
Yeah.
No. You,
nobody ran Josh Klingler, ran nobody him ran out him out of town.
And you, Robert Fesco.
Nobody ran him out of town. Andy Reid picked his quarterback.
Andy Reid chose the guy.
Andy Reid was ready to move.
And I give Andy Reid the benefit of the doubt with quarterbacks. Alex. If Andy Reid, a guy who's in the twilight of his career, is ready to see that, that's why I come back to. I think Pat Mahomes is going to be really good because here's Andy Reid in the twilight of his career. The only thing that eludes Andy Reid is a Super Bowl, right, on his resume. That's it. Getting to the Super Bowl and winning it is the only thing that this guy does not have. Why would he decide then to turn his team over in the last couple of years of his career to a guy who's never played before?
I'd also like to pose a question.
The guy's
got to
be good.
If we had that type of clout to get Alex Smith out of town, why wouldn't we have used it on Bob Sutton?
Yeah. I
throwing that out there.
They draw the line.
Yeah.
They don't let us fire coaches. We can only get rid of the most important player on teams.
That's right.
That's the only clout we have. Two players from the Chiefs were on this this list of under the age of 25, Tyreek Hill. Not a surprise there. The one that was a surprise, Harrison Butker.
That was amazing.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, that's
22
good.
22-year-old Harrison Butker on this list of the under 25 starting lineup. Best under 25 starting lineup. Harrison Butker is your kicker on that team. Good job by you, buttkicker.com.
Talk about a guy who just fell into something, right?
No doubt. Your chance to win $1,000.
But then took advantage of the opportunity, too, you know.
Plus, maybe with that $1,000, you're gonna place your bets. We will next.
Buckkicker.com.
Fesco in the morning, powered by the Jewish Community Center, 610 Sports Radio.
It's $1,000 on the 30s. Text the word treasure. T R E A S U R E. Treasure to 72881. That's 72881. You could be the $1,000 cash winner in the national contest. 610 Sports Radio is the only sports radio station in Kansas City, giving you a chance of the $12,000 each weekday. Listen on the 30s from 7 to 7, your next chance at 10:30. Complete rules, 610sports.com. Treasure to 72881 for your chance to win. Maybe you get $1,000 and you're rolling to one of the states that now has legalized sports betting, and you're going to bet some Chiefs numbers. It seems some of the numbers I saw yesterday, they're expecting you to do just that. Some of the offensive numbers, guys, are out for the skill guys, not including Pat Mahomes, the one we saw yesterday, which was kind of funny. They had prop bets for each and every, or three players per team, I guess.
Yeah.
BetOnline.ag, the sports book. Regular season prop bets for the NFL's biggest stars. So they pick three guys from each team. Most teams, it's like your running back, your top receiver, and your quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs avoided Pat Mahomes in this. But here are some over-unders involving the Chiefs' skill guys. Travis Kelce, over-under 1,000 yards.
I think that's a lock for the over, barring injury. That's a lock.
Last year, 1,038.
That's it.
The year before, 1,125.
Yeah, I think he's a lock for the over.
So over or under 1,000. I will take the over as well, but it's closer than you might think.
Yeah, the 1,038, yeah.
I mean, I really do think it is going to be a little bit closer than you think. And granted, he missed one game last year and just barely eclipsed that 1,000 mark. Done it in back-to-back seasons, as Kling mentioned, but there's more talent now to share that ball with. So I feel like I don't want to bet against him and say that he won't hit that, but I wouldn't be completely stunned if he didn't.
Are you in the camp that Pat Mahomes is going to throw for 4,000 yards?
I tend to be.
I tentatively say yes.
So let
only. But there was like a dozen guys that threw for 4,000 yards last year.
But so let's assume he throws for 4,000 yards.
Right.
Who the hell's getting all these receptions if Travis Kelce isn't getting 1,000 of those yards?
I think if he's smart, he's looking at Travis Kelce a lot.
Yeah. So I think young quarterback, accomplished tight end, gets open all the time. I think Travis Kelce definitely is over 1,000 yards.
So you're gonna say under, Ryan. You're going under.
Sorry, 8 guys last year threw for over 4,000. Yeah, I'm gonna take the.
Is he go Travis Kelce under?
Under.
Total touchdowns over under 7.
I'm gonna go under on that one. Travis Kelce doesn't score a ton of touchdowns.
He had 8 last year.
Yeah.
4 the year before.
And I think now with the red zone presence of Sammy Watkins, I think that Travis Kelce's numbers are gonna go down because I think Sammy's gonna get most of the targets inside the red zone.
I will take the under as well. Can't go the over on that one.
But I'm gonna go with the under as well.
8 touchdowns for him last year. Tyreek Hill over or under 1,000 yards.
Yeah, that's a lock for the over. Again, if he's going to throw for 4,000 yards, you got to think their fastest receiver and their best receiver is probably going to get over 1,000 yards.
1,183 last year.
Yeah.
For Tyreek Hill. So I'm going over.
Yeah, it feels like 1,000 yards is almost a lock for Tyreek at this point.
Touchdowns, a great number. He had 7 last year, 6 the year before. These are receiving touchdowns only, receiving touchdowns. So the over-under at 7.5. Will Pat Mahomes increase Tyreek Hill's touchdown number?
I'm going to go over. What did he have last year, you said?
7.
7, yeah, I'm going to take the over.
So the over-under is higher than he's ever achieved in a single season.
Yeah, it's only one more. So, yeah, I'll go with the over on this one.
It's only one more. That's it. That's
that's, well, 2016,
that's a separator
6.
For a lot of receivers.
Yeah.
One more.
That's true, Josh.
Yeah.
But I mean, like if he gets 8 touchdowns, right?
Yeah.
That's one every other game. Again, if he's going to throw for 4,000 yards and people expect in the mid-20s for touchdowns, I got to go the over on that one.
I think it's a great number, but I'm going to go under.
I mean, it's not totally outside of the realm of possibility to only have 1,000-yard receiver and still throw for 1,000 yards.
He's going to go for 7. He's going to go for 7 touchdowns again, so I'm going to take the under.
I will take the under on that as well. I think there's just too many good players, and when you get down and near the goal line, I don't think Tyreek Hill is your red zone target.
No, not at all. But I don't think, I think you're going to see a lot of strikes from far out, man.
Far out, man.
Far out, man. Rushing yards for Kareem Hunt over under 1,100.
Over.
Kareem Hunt last year, of course, led the NFL in rushing with 1,327. Over or under 1,100?
I'm going to go over.
I'm going to go under on this one. I think the presence of a viable backup will limit him to under 1,000 yards.
I think he's got to be over 1,000.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think
it's going to be close, but I'm going to take the over.
Yeah, I'm gonna take
I think
the
he's going to be down from last year, obviously. In year 2 and Andy. But I think he's going to be over 1,000, and I'm going to take him just over 1,100. Total touchdowns. Oh, I should say total touchdowns for Tyreek Hill. Okay, so my bad. We might have to change that one. Total touchdowns, not just receiving touchdowns for Tyreek Hill.
Right,
so total touchdowns over 7.5.
But that would essentially mean that he is becoming a returner again.
Which he is.
Yeah, which he is.
I mean, well, he's doing punts.
So he had 9 9 touchdowns receiving and rushing his first season. Add in more 3 more return touchdowns. So he had 12 total touchdowns his first season. Last year did not have a rushing touchdown and did not have had 1 return touchdown. So he had 8 total touchdowns last year.
You think they're going to punt the ball to Tyreek Hill?
So
7.5. I've been saying for the last 2 years, why are you punting to him? And teams still do.
I feel like that'll change.
Like if I'm the special teams coach for anybody that's facing the Chiefs, I'm kicking it out of bounds. And if my punter doesn't kick it out of bounds, I'm cutting
him. I'll still say under 7.5 for total, even for Tyreek Hill. Total touchdowns, though, for Kareem Hunt, over under 10.5.
I'm going under on this one.
Last year, he had 11.
I'm taking the under.
Yeah, I think I have to, too.
I mean, he got to that 11 with a really long drought.
Well, beginning and end of the season.
Right.
Not a lot in the middle.
It was like all first three or five games.
Right. Right away, he scored. So I'm definitely taking the under on that one.
I, too, will take the under on that. Same reason for yardage. I think that just having a viable backup is going to nip into his touches a little more than we think.
Yeah, Kareem Hunt has 8 rushing touchdowns. You'll remember last year, 1 in week 1, 2 in week 2, 3 in week 3. Nothing in 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Wow.
And then 1 touchdown each in the final 4.
Wow, he fell off in the middle of the season.
The middle of the season, not a lot of touchdowns in that range. So I think I would stay with the – I would go with the under of that one. And then should we make our own over-under on Pat Mahomes? So what do you want? Do you want an over-under to the thing? Over or under?
I feel like we already did over-under on 4,000 yards.
I know.
Yeah, over.
I want to talk myself out of 4,000 yards, but I can't. I know it's unfair, but I can't.
It just feels like they're gearing the offense towards being that type of offense where passing for 4,000 almost seems easy. I know it's not, but mm-hmm. especially for a first-year quarterback. But
with the way that the game has changed right now and it's opened up the passing game so much, man.
Well, and again, there were 9 guys last year that passed for over 4,000 yards. Tom Brady, Phillip Rivers, Stafford, Breeze, Roethlisberger, Matt Ryan, Kirk Cousins, Alex Smith, and Russ Wilson was like 16 yards away.
I know. That's a decent list. Guys to try to crack.
Yeah.
For some reason, I see 4,022 touchdowns, but it'd be crazy on that one.
I mean, will he match Alex Smith's output from last year? I feel like that's kind of the bar. 26 and what was it? 5 interceptions?
Yeah, but when you say that.
And I say no.
Over on the interceptions, by the way.
Yes.
Making a bold
night. And I think probably under on the touchdowns, at least in year one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, over on the yards. Yeah, maybe
matches the yards. I feel like he's got to shout the yards because I feel like there's enough. They're going to get enough yardage.
When you say he matched Alex Smith, that sounds so degrading.
I know,
but Alex was really like you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, can he match Alex Smith? Yeah. Wait, Alex did what last year? You know,
that's asking a lot. That's why you're asking him.
Best year of his career.
So those are some of your over-unders involving the Chiefs. You have a chance to fulfill one of your sports fantasies. But it'll cost you. Next.
From the MVP Electric Heating and Cooling Studios, Fesco in the Morning, powered by the J.
We have a very important study that's been released. We'll get to in just a few minutes. I may have oversold the tease a little bit when I say one of your fantasies could be fulfilled. But maybe for some of you it is a fantasy.
What kind of weird fantasies do you have?
Yeah.
There are people that fantasize about this kind of stuff.
There are.
You've met some of them. You.
Yeah, I definitely have.
You could become a legendary character.
Oh, okay.
If the price is right. No. Boltman is for sale.
That's a cool-ass costume.
Hard to get through this with a straight face. The super fan of the Chargers, Boltman. You've seen the guy before.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's a really great costume.
It looks like a Mega Man character.
Yeah.
Looks like that son from the Jimmy Dean commercials. Like a small version of it, though.
This guy's got muscles. The Jimmy Dean commercial son is just a son. This guy's
got
like
a great kind of cartoonish head. Yeah. With bolts on the side.
It's the big muscles. Chubby cheeks on the face that just
I don't know. I like this costume. I think it's pretty darn cool.
So you can go to eBay, actually right now, and get in on the auction to become the Boltman mascot character. This auction's one of a kind, it says. Mm-hmm. If you're a super fan of the Chargers, this is an iconic costume suit that you must include in your collection.
Wow. What would be else in that collection?
Or maybe you'd like to continue the legacy of Boltman in Los Angeles on Chargers game days, representing the Chargers proudly. Apparently, this person's not going to L.A.
Oh, he's a San Diegan?
I guess so.
San Diegite?
The San Diego original Boltman suits for sale, along with all of its full intellectual property rights to the Boltman character.
Oh, that's good.
Including, they have trademarks, guys. It's important. Boltman's federal trademark name and character copyrights for exclusive merchandising rights to the likeness of the Boltman head mask.
You gotta like that.
There are no restrictions to the purchase of the Boltman character for the winning bidder of this eBay auction. It's your chance to enhance your man cave or encase this in glass and preserve a piece of history. Or you could make money by going out and being Boltman. That's part of the deal, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You could dress up in that costume and go out and be Boltman. Mm-hmm. Right now, the bidding's at $66,600.
Wow, it's that high already? It was $50,000 yesterday.
And there are 69 bids.
No way.
Nice.
And it's 666, so yeah. I don't know if this is whatever. But it's the reserve has not been met just yet.
What's the reserve?
It does not say. It doesn't tell you. You have to keep bidding. 50% of the profits are going to a children's hospital as well, which is pretty
fair.
Cool.
Yep.
You could be Boltman for the low cost right now of just over $66,000.
Mm.
That's a little
steep. So I can get a old sweated-in mascot suit.
That probably just reeks of...
For 66 grand.
Yes.
Are you affiliated with the team with this, or you're not affiliated with the team?
You're just a super fan.
Right? Right.
That's all you are.
That's all you are. Okay. So it's not like the official team mascot.
No, I don't think so. I think you'd have to work that stuff out with the team.
I don't know what the official team mascot is of the San Diego Chargers, but I know Boltman, and I've seen Boltman.
I mean, if you can figure out a way to monetize getting your picture taken with everyone.
Right.
I guess you could probably make some money on this.
You could. Like, you could do parties. You know, Slugger shows up to birthday parties. Sure. And, you know, I've seen Casey Wolf at weddings and things like that. So you could do that type of stuff.
Boltman mascot is used, but in excellent condition, according to the condition report on the eBay listing. But,
I mean, if you look it up on the Googles right now, Boltman is listed as their mascot, but not on their official website.
Hmm.
If part of the costume is its official Chargers jersey, I don't know. I don't know how those things work. I would think you'd have to get something with the team to.
Is this like Clipper Darrell, who's like a super
fan?
That's
what I'm wondering. That's what I'm wondering. Or any of the number of super fans you have. They aren't technically affiliated with the team, but
you know
who they are and they're affiliated with the team.
Right.
But can you monetize that? I don't know. He's got some character copyrights and the trademark. So for $66,600. Now $66,700 if you're going to make that next bid, you could be Boltman.
Yeah, it's cool if you want it, man. If you got that kind of money, go for it.
You got to save some money for dry cleaning, though.
Can you dry clean a plastic head?
No.
The always accurate Wikipedia, by the way, lists him as their mascot as well. I love this description that Wikipedia has for Casey Wolf, though.
That would be a good question for Ned. Can you dry clean a plastic mascot?
Let's put that on the list. Casey Wolf, this is their description. A gray-colored wolf-like figure.
Kind of looks like a big rat.
Could you tell me what Casey Wolf is? Yeah, he's a gray-colored wolf-like figure.
Yeah, wolf-like figure is like beef-like burger. You know, like...
It's pretty descriptive. I don't know. It seems
like
it works.
Beef in it, but it's a beef-like substance.
War paint is a live paint horse.
Yeah.
Get your trademarks, kids. Mm-hmm. You can make money on eBay. Reserve not yet met. Wonder what he's thinking he needs to get out of it to call it a sale.
The description for Boltman is a bolt-like figure. You can't just... Here it is again. A Houston, Texas Toro, a dark blue bull-like figure.
Well, you know.
You can't call it a bull because it's not really a bull. It's a bull-like figure. It is what it is.
Jackson DeVille, the Jacksonville Jaguars mascot, is a jaguar-like figure.
So there's one person that took care of starting all of the Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Would you like to venture a guess as to how they describe TD, the Miami Dolphins?
A dolphin-like figure?
It's a dolphin-like figure. That's correct.
Yay! Hey, is there a better mascot, though, than Jackson DeVille? I think that's a great name.
That is pretty good.
The name, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the Iron Pigs have a mascot named Ferris because, you know, iron is a ferrous metal.
But you had to explain it.
And I think the Casey Wolf
for those not inclined with the periodic table.
I think Casey Wolf takes way too much explanation for people who aren't from the area to understand what that's about.
Why is it a wolf-like mascot?
For the Wolf Pack band in the old stadium.
Yeah, the TD Pack band?
Yeah. Well, they had the wolf pack in the old stadium, you know, like they sat there. At the
See, that's too long an explanation.
Yeah.
A gray wolf-like figure.
Why is it a wolf?
Sounds daunting.
I mean, it's the Chiefs, and they've got a wolf. So people go, that doesn't make any sense.
How do you think they describe Hude, the Bengals mascot?
A Bengal-like figure?
It's a Bengal-tiger-like figure.
Oh, okay.
New study's out. This is official because it's from U.S. News and World Report. Oh, it's not so just it from anywhere. Right. This is real. Yes. Drinking alcohol, more important than exercise to living past 90.
The guy is drunk.
Finally.
Damn time.
Finally.
Disagree with this.
Something called the 90-plus study started back in 2003. They focused on the fastest-growing age group in America, the oldest old. That's awesome.
What age group is that?
The oldest old. Okay. To determine what habits lead to quantity and quality of life, according to their website.
I smoke cigarettes and figures? Drink Dr. Pepper.
They're old-like figures, old-like yes. Figures. They're often gray as well. The researchers at the Clinic for Aging Research and Education in Laguna Woods, California, focused on what food, activities, lifestyles are commonly featured among those living longer.
So they're studying old, rich people who sit around and drink wine all day.
Old people. Yeah. Just old people. Analyzing more than 1,600 people, the study results showed that people who drank two glasses of beer or wine a day improved their odds of living longer than those who abstained by about 18%.
It'll get you drunk!
Dr. Claudia Kawas, a neurology specialist and head of the 90-plus study at the University of California, presented her findings.
Never heard of him.
Quote, I have no explanation for it, but I do firmly believe that modest drinking improves longevity. That's all you need to know.
Yeah. Is that what they said? It's all.
Her quote was, I have no explanation for it, but I do firmly believe that modest drinking improves longevity.
That's usually how I feel about most things. I feel strongly about
it. She dropped the mic.
I have no real explanation. That's all you need to know?
No, I didn't. Oh,
you did that. I thought she did. That's all you need to know.
I'm sorry. No.
I was, and now you know the rest of the story.
And then she poured out her drink. Exercising and a hobby are also associated with longer lives. But surprisingly, people who were overweight but not obese in their 70s lived longer than normal or underweight people did.
I'm too drunk to taste this chicken.
But two beers a day.
My past problem 90s, is I the can't doctor do two away.
Better than doing some burpees, for instance.
Burpees suck.
So there's your one to grow on today.
Very important.
Casey Wolf is a gray wolf-like creature.
Speaking of gray wolf-like creatures,
and
Binkley.
Drinking alcohol more important than exercise to live past 90. There you go. The day shift comes your way next.
Bye-bye.
Fesco in the morning, powered by the Jewish Community Center, 610 Sports Radio.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.